Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Wake Up the Spirit, a Lilydale Blog Talk radio show. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, my name is Celeste Elliott, and I am your host today. Actually, I am your host every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern. For those of you watching on Facebook, I am going to attempt to share this to the Lilydale Facebook page, if it will let me. Facebook has been doing some very funky things recently, I should say. So I apologize for that. I had a problem the other night. We were trying to post. There are a team of us that kind of make this work. We were trying to post the show for Embracing Your Essence, which is on Tuesday nights, and we could not get it to share until after the show was done. So we are working on all of the technical things, and stay posted. Sorry. Anyway, so welcome back. Happy Thursday morning. I have some news to share with you, as always. But since today is November 14th, I want to take just a minute and acknowledge that today, November 14th, 1849, this is when the Fox Sisters demonstrated in Corinthian Hall in Rochester, New York, spiritual phenomena that would go on to start the spiritualist movement. So that means that the Fox Sisters, instead of just having spirit rappings, meaning knockings, which was a communication system between them and a spirit person that was also residing in their cottage, their house, in Hydesville, New York. They took the show on the road, as it were, and they demonstrated that it wasn't about location, that spirit will connect to you regardless. So, you know, that's pretty cool. Small miracles on demand, as I say, with mediumship. So I did want to acknowledge that very special historical date. You know, for those of you who don't know the story and the history of spiritualism, we refer to this as modern spiritualism. It did start in many ways with the mediumship of the Fox Sisters. But, you know, I always think it's very interesting because the history could have gone very differently. It could have been, you know, not the Fox Sisters at all. There were other people that lived in that cottage between when that particular spirit person passed over, was murdered in the house, and when the Fox family moved in, and the rent was cheap because the house was known to be haunted, inhabited. So think of that when it comes to rental prices. Right? Because if it includes a spirit person in the rent, that's a pretty good deal. I only have bad jokes, people. Sorry for that. For those of you who would like to call in today, I don't know why you'd want to talk to me after that joke, but but I would love to hear from you one way or the other. The guest call-in number is always 818-739-8818. So let's talk about what's going on coming up here in Lilydale, and then I want to start talking about our spiritual topic of the day, which has everything to do with personal growth and tradition. So coming up here on November 22nd, which is not this Friday, but the following, we have the incredible Shannon Taggart, a photographer, coming in, and she's going to be doing a book release for her brand new photo book, which is already in its second printing. unheard of. And it's the book's title is Seance, and she takes a look through her photography over the course of well over a decade. So it's very well done, very well researched. And it's been reviewed by big East Coast papers and international papers, and you know, so we're really excited. Shannon is a great friend to Lilydale, and you know, she comes in the summers as part of the Science of Things Spiritual Conference as well, and that has become a tradition over the last couple of years, that program. So we're always very excited to have her in town, and I will be able to do an interview with her coming up here, so I will keep you posted on that. I want to put it up on the airwaves before next Thursday, so there'll be a sort of special in-between Wake Up to Spirit, which is going to be in lieu of the Thanksgiving Day. I'm going to be taking that day off to be with my family and friends, so anyway, so Shannon has this book release on here in person in Lilydale, November 22nd at 7 o'clock. She's going to be showing images from the book. The book will be there and for sale. Also, Dr. Lauren Thibodeau, who is a registered medium here in Lilydale, will be on hand. And there, after Shannon's presentation, she's also going to be doing some messages with the audience, which I think is pretty cool. So you'll get to see firsthand a little live mediumship, as well as seeing these images of both kind of very old school mediumship technique and modern mental mediumship as well. So we hope that you will come out, make the trip. Those tickets are selling and they're online at lilydaleassembly.org. So you might want to snag one quickly. Okay. So also, this is a brand new thing coming up here. Okay. We are going to be having the day after Shannon is here on, this is breaking news, by the way, November 23rd, we are having a spirit message circle. Mediumship circles, just like we do Monday night circles in the Lilydale summer season. So you'll have, you know, you'll come in, you'll buy your ticket, you'll sit with the medium, you'll get a mini reading. So, you know, don't like 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes. I'm not sure what the timing is on that yet. I'll double check though. So, and that is at 3 o'clock. Here in Lilydale, and that's going to be in the Lyceum building, same as where the book release was. So that's very exciting, and you know, people asked for that, so we listened, and we're going to provide it. And then we're going to be doing that a few times before the Christmas season. Okay, so we've got, we know that people really miss their loved ones around this time of year. They wish that they could reach out. Mediumship is one way in which you can do that. So that's, the first one is November 23rd. The second one is December 7th. And I don't know when the third one is, but I know there is one, so I will keep you posted. Anyway, so that should all be on the website fairly quickly, and we'll get some good press and stuff out on that. And always, of course, stay posted to the Lilydale Facebook page, because we like to make announcements there as well. So here's what's been going on in my corner of the world. I was out in Edinburgh, Pennsylvania, last week, and we had an incredible group there at the Unity Church, and there were five of us doing public mediumship, which is always a hoot and super fun to work with other mediums. So, you know, I'm always very grateful to be included in that sort of thing. So I got some emails and some feedback off of that, by the way. which was really exciting. And because I love to hear from people. Sometimes they send me emails, sometimes it's a Facebook message or whatever. I try to get back to people as quickly as I can. It was really, really fun. And, you know, public mediumship, it's a very different, I refer to it as a different animal from private mediumship, where you can go a little more in depth with people. Of course, publicly, there are sometimes things that you don't want to discuss because you don't want to embarrass anybody, right? And so sometimes you broach a topic, just you skim the surface, and sometimes the medium doesn't even realize what's going on with that. And, you know, it lets the person in the audience that's receiving the message know, okay, this is being brought up, so this is, you know, something that the spirit person is working on healing, or, you know, they're aware of for me, or whatever it is. And sometimes it comes just a hair out of order. You know, as a medium, you're trying to be the clearest channel you can. You want to make sure for the budding mediums, because, and this is where the question comes in, right? Because I get emails all the time from people who are saying, oh, I'm a student, you know, I'm trying to, I've got this issue or this problem or this technique or whatever it is. And you roll with it as best you can. But there was a question about from somebody about how they should handle a situation in a reading where, and it's just like normal life. So when you have a client or a congregant, if you're in a church setting or in a public setting, and you broach a topic and they're just not ready to talk about it, whether it is the living client or the spirit client, it is better to be kind and it is better to be respectful than to hammer on a situation. And I'm sharing this story because, one, I had permission to do so, and two, because I think it's really important when people tune in and they're asking questions. I get this one a lot. Okay, you cannot embarrass somebody. You can't humiliate somebody. You know, that's not okay. It's not cool. I know you. If you think you're picking up on a theme, and you can just kind of lightly skim it and say, okay, would you understand this kind of situation? And you know, then you can feel it out. But you're there to serve the spirit person, and you're there to serve the client and the living. And if your intention is healing, you can't go wrong. Okay? So really, ultimately, what it comes down to is where are you putting your intention, right? And that is the case pretty much across the board with life. Okay? You got to own your stuff. And so that's kind of the spiritual topic I really wanted to get into today, was about this personal growth and tradition and healing, okay? There used to be a tradition within old school mediumship that the medium would bring in the spirit person and they would talk about them and describe them fully. And oftentimes, and I don't know where this came from, but there was just a subset of mediums, and you would say to them, oh my gosh, that's incredible evidence, and, you know, it, right down to, you know, the shoelace on the left shoe was frayed, but they said they didn't want to buy a new one because they were getting up in age, and, you know, if it broke, it broke, and then they'd replace it, but otherwise leave it alone. Okay. Good evidence. By the way, I don't know where that example came from, but if that's your person. I'm amusing myself this morning anyway. That's good. I don't know about you all, but I am not used to the time change yet, which is crazy because usually I kind of, you know, adjust my schedule and I'm good with it right away within the first week. And this year it's been a little harder. So anyway, where was I going with that? Okay, so they would bring in really great evidence, but then there wouldn't be any message connected or attached to it. And it used to drive me crazy, especially because when I was younger, you know, in my early 20s, I only had one or two people that I remotely knew that were in spirit that I felt, like, connected with. So I always felt like, well, why would they come all this way and not have something to say? And I feel, and I'm bringing this up because sometimes I feel like, again, it's where you set your intention, right? So, for that subset of older mediums, they felt that just proving the continuation and that the soul went on was more than enough. And in many ways, it is. And in other ways, you know, you're dying to, poor choice of words, but you want to talk to those people that you love that are gone, and that's part of what mediumship is in today's training and today's intention supposed to provide, right? You do have ones that were quiet in the living, and they may not have a lot to say from spirit because personality persists, and they just figure you're doing okay, and if you weren't, they would, you know, they would interject. and that's life, and that's okay, you know. It would be kind of weird if mom was super silent her whole life, super quiet, and her love language was, you know, doing nice things for you or, you know, making sure that everything was, you know, just sitting beside you, but not necessarily being a talker. It'd be weird if she then went into spirit and was super talkative all the time, right? So, you know, that, again, partially it goes to the evidence of everything. And so, yeah, you never know. But if she did have something important to say, you know that she would chime in, right? Okay. Because we trust the intelligence of the soul, it's always a good thing. So, me and my special co-host, Coffee, here, this is keeping me warm because for some reason I forgot that it is winter and already snowing, and I was like, I'll wear purple today. Short sleeves. Yay. Okay. So, when it comes to intention with mediumship and when it comes to intention with how you're living your life. Natural law tells us that the vibration that we put out is the vibration that we're putting ourselves in line with, and that's what's seeking us and coming back to us. Sometimes, and I want to make sure that when I talk about this kind of energy, that we're not doing the blame the victim thing, okay? Nobody wants something bad to happen to them, okay? At least most, I mean, we might kind of erroneously put it out there sometimes, but nobody's sitting at home going, geez, wouldn't it be great if I got some sort of serious illness? So we're not blaming people who are ill. We're not blaming people who have had circumstances outside of their control, okay, because this plane of reality is not a cakewalk. We all know that, okay? But there are times when, and I want to get specifically into situations within relationships, okay? And there are times when, and again, this is where I'm kind of going into sort of the holiday thing, that sort of thing, where it almost becomes a tradition that we fall into old energetic patterns, whether it is within a job, whether it is within a friendship, even a brand new friendship, a love relationship, buying a car. I'm just trying to think of different scenarios in my head here, where, you know, we get comfortable with being treated in a particular way, okay? And I think that people get into this place then, let's take a relationship, shall we? We can kind of put the energy out there and we do the work, because that is a necessary part of living on this plane of existence. We do the work, and we say, okay, I'm opening myself up to having great relationships and new relationships and putting myself out there. And then we find someone, at first it's like, oh, you know, this could be something, maybe not, you know, we kind of feel it out, right? And I'm actually very kind of, I want to switch into the work mode, because that's actually more how I wrote this originally. I write myself little prompts before the show. I promise you I don't just sit down and wing it, although sometimes I'm sure it seems that way. I've had a lot of clients recently, and because I borrow from my personal practice and my own life, where we feel sometimes kind of stuck in a situation. And we look at the dynamics and we go, what is it that I don't like about this? Is it the particular kind? Is it the actual work? Is it the people surrounding the work? Is it, like photographers may love to photograph, but they may not love having to then also sit down and do the billing, do the editing, but they like that moment where they're actually doing the photography itself, okay? And clicking the shutter is only part of the deal with that line of work. With a medium, it's different because you come to the medium, you have to do a little bit of work just to set up the appointment, but that's not a big deal. They sit down in front of you, you're talking to spirit, and then it's done. Once it's done, it's done. You're not, because it is not smart or ethical or any of the above to kind of carry that around afterwards. Other than, you know, if it's a great story and you're thinking about using it for teaching or you need to send that person healing or you're impressed with them some way, that's a different story. But for the most part, you're not carrying that energy with you. You've given the gift and then that comes to a close, right? So if you are in kind of a standard 9-to-5 job, maybe it's the paperwork that annoys you, or maybe it's the boss's sister comes in and always demands X, or maybe it's, the specialty that you're in within that field. But we start to sometimes feel stuck. And sometimes we can't change that immediately. But what we can do is kind of get into an exercise of self-care. Now, self-care, when I say that, a lot of people think baths and candles and long walks and all of that and getting enough rest and nutritious food, all of that is incredibly valid and very important. And when we have the option to do that, we should. But more to the point, the kind of self-care I'm talking about right now has everything to do also with taking stock. We get into that personal responsibility mode, right, which is very, very important. That's where when you set intention and you're saying, okay, in partnership, all right, God, this or something better, and I know it's your timing, but, you know, I really prefer something better, okay? And you start changing the energy by going, okay, what is it about this that bothers me? And start working on those blocks. Start working on, okay, is there any way in which I can shift my energy to make this situation different or more tolerable or that kind of thing, okay? And you have to do the other self-care first sometimes so that you can get into the energy of being able and willing to do the other stuff. So, you know, it's all, that's very, very, very important. And I hope that helps, okay? Because sometimes it's not quite the right time to, you know, leave. And I never recommend an Office Space or Jerry Maguire moment necessarily, but figuring out how to make small positive changes. If that means taking a pause and dealing with people on a soul level rather than a personality level, if that means reminding yourself that what you're doing in that moment and day by day can make a difference. You know, sometimes we're in a position where we think to ourselves, oh my gosh, I'm just shuffling paper here. But you can make a difference in remembering to refill the coffee pot for your coworkers. you can make a difference in remembering somebody's birthday, in being very, you know, extra kind. I'm not saying let yourself get run over, because that's not good. That's not self-care. But there are a lot of ways in which we can do that, okay? We don't want stagnant energy to become tradition, you know, and that sometimes happens. Oh, we always do it this way because we've always done it this way. That is not, you know, within the universe, even rocks grow, right? It takes a very, very, very long time, but they grow. And they move, and that is very natural. I hope that that helps to inspire you a little bit and helps to kind of put things in perspective. When I talk about reaching somebody on a soul level rather than a personality level, that's another topic entirely. I'm going to touch on it very briefly and then save the rest for another day. Because I am trying to get my shows down to 30 minutes, but I'm very bad at it. Often I obviously go over and go to 45. But reaching somebody on a personality level, I have the cutest kind of story, actually. I was sitting in a continuing ed class probably like 5 years ago at this point, maybe longer. And I had these two ladies in front of me, and at the end of the day, the instructor had closed the class by saying namaste. And I actually love to close speeches and different things with that because it's reaching soul to soul. It's literally, and these two older ladies, I always step on my own joke, but the one turns to the other, who is completely puzzled, and says, oh, we say that to each other in yoga. It means have a nice day, which I thought was very, very cute, because in that moment, that was like the literal interpretation from her mind was, we say this at the end because we're wishing each other well. We're sending respect to each other, and and in reality, you know, so the literal translation is the light in me, or the part of me that is divinity sees the part of you that is divinity, or the light in me sees the light in you, right? So it takes it back to that kind of soul-to-soul level. But they got it as, you know, I'm sending you well wishes, or I'm wishing you a good day. And I thought, well, they're not wrong. It's still valid. But it was awfully cute in the moment. So I thought I would share that with you. And people are basically awesome. So, you know, if we remember that and we spread the good, so much better. Okay. So that is my show for today. I hope that you all enjoyed, and keep sending the comments. And next time, I promise I will take callers as well. Look for my interview with Shannon Taggart coming soon. I will get that up probably over the weekend. I'm going to shoot for Sunday. She's amazing, and I know that you will love hearing from her. And that is everything. Okay, have a wonderful day, and I will see you next Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern. And until that time, I am wishing you a good day and good vibes. Thank you.